Preparations for the removal of critical chemical agents outside of Syria are in full swing. That's what Cyril Carr, the special coordinator of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, OPCW, United Nations Joint Mission, told the UN News and Media Division ahead of her briefing to the Security Council on Wednesday. The chemical agents will be shipped on commercial vessels provided by a number of UN member states and then transported on a U.S. ship where they will be destroyed and neutralized. However, security conditions on the ground could derail the joint mission's ability to meet deadlines, Ms. Kaag said in her sit-down interview with UN News Center's Elizabeth Phillips.
Preparation, we're in full swing to prepare for the removal of the most critical chemical agents out of country. And as you may recall, there are deadlines that are set that are quite ambitious. They're very stringent, but we are getting as ready as we possibly can so the Syrian Arab Republic, the government, can fulfill its commitments under the Chemical Weapons Convention and as to be verified and inspected by inspectors within the joint mission.
And last month, the OPCW adopted the plan for the destruction. What are the next steps?
Next steps are really two phases. Ongoing destruction within country of products that can be destroyed there, but particularly the destruction of facilities, of other corollary facilities. But the most important component is the removal out of country of what is called Priority 1 and Priority 2 chemical agents and other chemicals. And we're preparing for that. They will be consolidated at different sites. They'll be transported overland to Latakia, the designated port by the government of the Syrian Arab Republic, and then the chemical agents will be shipped on commercial vessels, lent or rather provided by a few member states, and then it will be transloaded onto another ship, a U.S. ship, where these chemicals will be destroyed by means of hydrolysis.
And what are the challenges that lay ahead?
It's a complex operation. It is similar to a supply chain management exercise. You need packaging material, you need logistics, we need special trucks, we need dedicated containers. Syrian staff had to be trained in packing in accordance with international maritime rules and regulations concerning hazardous goods, readiness for shipping. And above all, of course, the security conditions in country are such that it's an ongoing concern, and it could also at any time derail our ability to meet deadlines.
And have member states come forward to help with the plan? And can you mention any specific offers you've received?
Absolutely. There's been tremendous support by the international community from day one. Obviously, a majority of member states are also signatory themselves to the Chemical Weapons Convention. I believe we are now in the range of 190 or 192 member states that have signed up or are in the process of ratification. And of course, the international community as represented through the UN. A number of them have provided physical support, i.e. either through vessels, training, logistics items, trucks, containers. The U.S. has been a particularly generous provider of assistance that is needed in order to get this on the road. But financial assistance, both to OPCW and the UN, has been critical. And that's a group of over, I believe, between 15 and 20 countries at the moment. But much more is needed. And I would also make use of this interview to really call on member states and the international community to also support the third trust fund that has been established to take care of the destruction and onward commercial destruction of the chemical, of the effluents that remain after destruction of priority one and priority two chemical agents. And that's extremely important. In that way, that's the only way we can firmly attest to the fact that the chemical weapons program of the Syrian Arab Republic has been fully eliminated.
As things stand now, are you confident that the deadlines that have been set will be met?
I think we are calm and sure of our intent, of the collective will. We have constructive cooperation throughout this exercise and this important operation of the government of the Syrian Arab Republic. Confidence, I think, comes in another country setting. Here we do the best we can. We benefit from the support. We work towards it. We have the collective will of the international community firmly behind us. But there's a lot at stake in country. It's a highly complex exercise. It is unprecedented. And it takes place in an active war zone. So I think confidence is not a word I would use. I think I'm very calm in the knowledge that we're doing everything we can and more